Now, what turned out here was that, as I've analyzed it since and discussed it with Dr. Ostow, the LSD retreat inward relates somewhat to the essential schizophrenia situation. The antinomianism, as he calls it, is more like the paranoid schizophrenia. That is to say, a sense of threat from outside, and the society or the establishment is absolutely, you know, there's a break, there's no communication with it and all that, and it is only interpreted only in negative terms and not in terms of any understanding of what it's really about. So that you have, you might say, a lunatic asylum without walls. People are out in the street that ought to be in the bug house. But this is a kind of violent, outwardly directed action. The LSD thing is fascinating in relation to this. It is a intentionally achieved schizophrenia, so to say, with the hope and expectation for a spontaneous remission, which doesn't always occur. Yoga is also an intentional schizophrenia. One breaks off, turns inward, and the mystic process as well is very similar. Now, what's the difference between the mystical and the psychotic experience? They plunge into the same waters, there's no doubt about it. The symbolism is just the same. And I want to speak about it in a little while, what it is. The difference is that the mystic, with the instruction of a master, or because of his own native talents, is able to swim in those waters. He does not drown in them. Whereas the schizophrenic has gone in and has drowned. Can he be drawn up? They are the same waters. Now let's ask ourselves, what are those waters? They are the waters, as I say, that are imaged in the universal archetypes of mythology. And I've been working on this all my life, and I can tell you there are these universal images. They are the same all over the world. They are interpreted differently in the different traditions. They are given different emphases, different rational applications, different social concerns to support. But the images are the same. And they come in the same relationships to each other. What do these represent? These are the images that in the psychology of Jung are called the archetypes of the collective unconscious. Now, what he means by the collective unconscious is those powers that derive from the biological instinct system of man. All animals operate instinctively, as well as in terms of relationship to the immediate circumstances of their activities. They are impelled by powers which they did not think out, but which really govern their lives. So is man so governed. It is these powers that manifest themselves through these archetypes. Now, with respect to animals, I remember having seen a very interesting nature film, I think it was one of the Disney films, of a turtle laying her eggs in the sand about 30 yards from the water. And some days later, out of the sand, and the camera was there, come these tiny little just-born turtles, about as big as nickels. And they, without a quarter of a second hesitation, started right for the ocean. They didn't hunt around and say, now, what would be a reasonable place for me to go now? Nor did they make any mistakes and first go fumbling into the bushes and then say, oh, and then turn around. I'm meant for something better than this. They went like that. And meanwhile, the seagulls said, boy, there they are. And these dive bombers started coming down on these tiny little nickels that were trying to get to the ocean. And these little fellows knew darn well that that's where they had to get. And they went as fast as their little legs, and the legs knew what to do. They knew that their eyes were meant to go, to show them where to go. The whole thing was in perfect operation, with a whole little fleet of little tanks going for the water. Well, now you'd think that for these little turtles, these terrific breaking waves would be terrifying, and those silly gulls up there not frightening at all. On the contrary, they went right into the water and they knew how to swim. Meanwhile, of course, the fish dart at them. Life's tough. I mean, people talk about going back to nature. They don't really know what they're doing. Now, this whole system was exactly there. There have been some very interesting experiments that I've mentioned, I think, here before, made on little chickens that just hatched from the egg in a little chicken coop. If a hawk flies over the nest, those little things run for protection. If a pigeon flies over, they're not concerned at all. Where did they learn this? Who's acting when a little thing says, oh, here he comes, I go? And the psychologists have made little imitation hawks out of wood and drawn them across the coop on a wire. The little things run for shelter. If the same hawk is drawn backwards, they don't move.